Listen closely now. This is the part I want you to listen to. Play very softly. What you as believers must come to know is that ultimate and original authority resides with God and God alone. This is your confidence. It's your confidence. Are you listening to me or looking at me? To know that ultimate authority resides with God and God alone. And here's the glorious thing. Our God did not inherit his authority. There was no one to bequeath him authority. God did not receive his authority, and there's no one to bestow authority on God. God's authority didn't come from an election. God didn't seize his authority. God doesn't have a scope of his authority. It's limitless, and no one can take it away, and no one can steal it. He didn't earn it or receive it. The authority that God has is God, and he's always been God. When God said, I am, that's just what he meant. He said, I am, and his authority is an eternal personality trait of the Almighty God. God's authority is declared in his word and in our lives. So if God's word says something, and you as a believer grab hold of that something, that word is eternal. Don't hold your hands up. Just listen to me right now. Without holding your hands up, don't hold your hands up. I wonder how many fighting battles in this house this morning. Because I want you to concentrate more on you than compliance. How many's fighting battles this morning? And as a child of God, if you're fighting a battle, it's not against God. It's against the enemy. If you're not a child of God, you're fighting a battle against God. Well, I go to church. I tell people I'm a Christian. So what? It's not enough to walk it and talk it. You got to live it. And as children of God, we fight battles regularly, all the time. Daily, some battles are big and they're huge. But if I were to tell you by this time tomorrow that God would put you on the victory side, don't hold up your hands. Don't respond. But I wonder how many would like to say that I'd be free by this time tomorrow. I'd be provided for, I'd be blessed in the battle that I'm fighting. How many of you have, don't hold up your hands. How many of you have children that you'd like to see saved? How many of you have lost loved ones that you want to go to heaven because the idea of missing heaven's more than you can hardly stand? How many of you are tired of living this phony religious stuff with hate in your heart, thinking that God's going to accept you when he comes, with malice in your spirit, with vindictiveness, which is every character trait of hell, and believe God's going to look at you and go, yeah, but that you were the exception? How many would like to be free of malice, strife, envy, jealousy, hatred, unforgiveness, and just be a child of God, just free, like when you were first saved, just free? Maybe one of those things, maybe a lot of those things. How many would like to be able to turn over the battle to God instead of you fighting it? And how many would dare to believe if I said by this time tomorrow, God is able to do for you personally tailored answer to exactly what you want? What is it you're letting separate you from the presence of God? What is it? Who is it? Is it worth it? His joy, His peace? Is it worth shutting the door? That passive resistance? That doubt? That man at the gate that was the captain, that was a high-ranking man that the king listened to. Please listen to what I'm saying. That man was saying what he thought was words of wisdom, but they weren't words of wisdom. My heart breaks at the idea of someone that would listen to or hear a message and resist it. But my heart rejoices for those that would listen to the word of God and say, I believe this is truth. I don't see that Elisha got up on the top of a big hillside in Samaria, in town, and said, listen to me. He just said this. If you'll trust in the authority of the Word of God. Are you listening to me? Not talking, not looking around. If you'll trust in the authority of the Word of God, by this time tomorrow, things will be different.